Well, good evening, everybody, on the conference call and BBS radio. We welcome you to the Wednesday night call, question and answer. As of yet, wind has not arrived, so we are still just chit-chatting at this time. But again, welcome, and most of all, Merry Christmas to all. All right, Lucy, go ahead. Good evening, and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Well, good evening. It's Eric from Phoenix.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to the crazy call tonight. Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Eric.
Great to be here.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, happy, happy, happy Merry.
All right. We've had another caller coming in. Just say your name and location, please.
Hey, Donna. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Dave. Welcome to the call, sweetie. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. About a week from now.
He's a young man.
It's gone fast. How you guys doing today?
Hey, Dave.
We're doing good. We're doing, Merry Christmas.
Oh,
it's good to hear La Familia.
Hi, I was wondering, there was an email from Wynn this morning that said that he and Terry are in the air and it's going to be a rerun.
Yeah, we know. We know Jewel is taking care of everything.
Okay.
Other callers are coming in.
I just talked to Heise. He just joined.
Would you like to see your name and location?
Yes, this is Heise. Hello.
Oh.
Hey, Christmas, it's all yours.
All right.
Donna
was losing it, Heise.
And we're on BBS radio already, huh?
Yeah, we're live radio now.
Awesome. Good evening, welcome to the call. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Vaughn in North Hollywood.
Hello. Vaughn, how are you doing?
Never better.
All right.
Hey, Heise, were you thinking about getting a Tesla or something?
If you what?
Were you thinking about getting a Tesla car?
No. I'm just interested because I work with somebody. I have a friend over here.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph Ring, and he worked with Otis Carr.
Okay.
So I was thinking if you have one of those cars, I didn't check with Ralph yet. I thought maybe he's interested in talking to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have one, like I said, but
right.
California is the place for the Tesla, but most of them are out there.
Right.
So.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Susan in Delaware. Hello.
Hello, Susan. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Susan.
Hey, hi. The uploaded call is 1 hour and 11 seconds, and we're 8:02.
Yes. And do you know what's going to happen tonight?
I don't know.
We're interviewing Heise.
Is that right?
Jules is in, he has something, Wynn gave him something, I don't know.
Yeah, under broadcast, it's under there, he's got uploaded files Wednesday.
Oh, is that right? Okay, because I just come in the door, so so we have is that the plan to do a replay?
Yes.
All right. Let's see.
Here
we go. Let me first turn the things off. Hold on 1 second. All right. And Joel, you're the moderator, right? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to mute the lines. And let me see what's going on. Uploaded files. No, we don't have any. Oh, yeah, we do have one over here. Okay. So let's get this going. Welcome, everybody. Also, those folks on BBS Radio, thank you for being here tonight. So Wynn and Terry are still traveling back from New Jersey. And what we will do tonight is a replay. So hold on. Let me record this as well. Here we go.
This conference is being recorded.
So December the 18th, we are doing a replay tonight. It is Wednesday, and Wynn and Teddy are still on the road. So here we go.
This is Wednesday, January 25th, and this is our question and answer call. And if there'll be funny noise, if you had heard us talking just before, which you didn't, because the tape recorder wasn't running. And I said, geez, I don't want to start the tape recorder because then I'm on record.
I'm going to speed this up a little bit. Hold on 1 second. Because else
but
we won't have
what
it.
I realized, and it was going to become a Toastmasters club, realizing the chance, especially if you do it for a week, you'll start feeling it come back. And you say, is that it? Because it's subtle. But and you say, well, it feels like it did on the line. And you'll know he's connected. It's your connection at that point. It's not my connection. And but if a voice comes to you when you do that and say, hey, we've decided to talk to you because we need a really good representative down there. And one is too bossy. Probably not the right source. But it could be. You never know. I mean, maybe somebody could do a better job at this than me, and it's fine with me. In fact, you know, the thing about people doing this kind of job, if they're really connecting with these high sources, usually they don't feel competitive towards each other. Usually they could, but usually, oftentimes they don't, because they've learned to feel the energy of the source, and then I'll feel that energy from them, and they'll feel it from me, and we both know that there couldn't be enough people on this planet doing this, really doing it. So we recognize, without even talking, that we're part of a team, and they're doing what they do, and I do what I do, and it's okay. And on the other hand, if a source is coming through that is divisive, it's probably not our sources, because everything they do is not, nothing is that I've experienced is divisive. It's always blending, always, everything it touches. It blends and ties energies together. So if it's divisive, that's a firstly good sign of a negative, potentially, source. Like, I'll give you an example. In our group once, a few years ago, there was a woman who, she told me she was channeling, and I heard her. And then she started calling the other people up on the line, independently. She had everyone's number, and she said, they're talking to me, and they want me to have a little meetings with everybody, and that they don't want Wynn to know, because they want to prove that I'm really talking to them. And so I didn't know. It went on for about a couple months, and finally I found out. Now, I was certainly willing to consider the possibility that she was accurate, that what she was saying was true, that she was talking to the source, same sources we speak to, and that they had some agenda. It didn't seem right, but I was willing to consider it. And finally, I did a channeling, and I did it with both Daphne and Terry, both. And they both said, independently, it's a negative source trying to divide your group, and you should do damage control and not let it, make sure it doesn't continue, and talk to everyone that's been talking to her. But you see how complicated this gets, because how do I know it was not a negative source telling me that she was a negative source? Well, we had a track record. I could feel the energies. I did it through both women. And the action felt divisive. It felt divisive, what she was doing. So I chose to believe that we had it right and that she was a negative source. And she never came back to our calls after that. So it's interesting how that works. And then another time, there was a guy who was on the call or listened to something. He emailed me thereafter. And he said, after I listened to your call, my girlfriend or my wife started chatting, and they said it was the Elohim. And then he sent me an audio. And when I listened to the audio, I felt the frequency. It felt right. And then I double-checked. I asked their sources. They said it was them. And he went and actually posted, made a website and started posting his channelings. And I didn't feel competitive at all. I was glad that he was doing that. I was glad. See, on the higher end, it doesn't matter who does it. It doesn't matter who owns it. I mean, we all need money, and so it's nice to get money for what you're doing. But when somebody else is doing something that's playing a different part than you, they're going to attract different people to them. Now, you see, if he had gone into my group and started saying, come to my channeling, so if I went into his and said, come to mine, now we're being divisive. And that's the sign of negativity. But when I could genuinely appreciate that he was doing it, and he could vice versa appreciate that, then there was something about that that was just like, this is good for the planet. Let's keep going. So, in any case, if sometimes I seem a little bit, what's the word? Abrasive? It's because I'm protecting the energy. And to bring this through, there needs to be a lot of protection. It's not obvious to you guys, but it's obvious to me, and it's obvious to Terry, and it's obvious to Daphne. It's hard to imagine it until you're in the middle of it. And, you know, when we do our invocation, we talk about setting up a, how's the verbiage? We set up a stream of light to the higher realms that only the positive has access to, and anything out of that nature must leave now. You have to say that in a way that you mean it, because otherwise it doesn't hold. It doesn't hold the space. And it's not what you say, it's how you say it. It's your intent. And it's like, that's all I'm saying tonight. I'm going to go on. We have questions that people have submitted. We don't have a lot of questions tonight. And those of you that are listening, you can. I hope more of you will take advantage of this opportunity to ask questions. It's actually quite amazing to ask a question and have them tune into you, and they say, geez, they're paying attention to me. They're looking at me. And when we do readings, and, you know, people submit questions, the way it works, people submit questions in advance, and then I have a conversation with them to make sure we have the best questions. And then I do a session with Terry, and she knows nothing when we start. And she doesn't know what the questions are. She doesn't know about the conversation as I've had with them. And I am totally amazed at how it works. Like, I can feel the person in our space. I can feel their energy right in our space when we do the reading. And then they address that person so specifically. And I look at the questions and I think, how is Terry going to answer that? I couldn't imagine how I would answer some of those questions. But she does, and always with great wisdom and great compassion. She was saying yesterday when we did these two readings, she was saying that it was like, see, she goes with them. She's not like a trance channel. Well, she's a semi-trance channel, I guess, but it's like she's fairly with them when they're doing stuff. So they go places, and she goes with them and sees what they see. Is that correct, Terry? Am I saying that correctly?
And the last word you said was, and sees the what?
See, you see what they see.
Yes. Yes.
In other words, it's kind of like part of Terry's energy. Like if we're doing a reading, you know, they're looking at a person, and then she's looking at the person as well. Or if we're doing a grid healing, and we say, let's cleanse the oceans, if she's going with it, she'll be underwater. You know, that's the way it seems. And
that's what I get pictures of where we are.
Yeah.
I get color pictures.
Mm-hmm. So when we're doing a reading, it's like she's inside the person that we're doing a reading for. And when I say that, I can feel the person. I don't know if I would say it's inside them, but I can feel them. It's like they're not on the phone. They're not, you know, it's just the two of us doing the reading. But I can feel their energy present. And they're talking about their energy. And occasionally, I'll get an email from someone that we're doing a reading for. And they could feel, when we did it, they could feel something shift inside of them. So if anyone's interested, terryreading.com. It's really a priceless experience. And if you've been coming in on our calls and you resonate with it, the chances are it'll be one of the major events of your life to get one of these readings. So, and I'm saying it, you know, I don't always say it, but we caught up on our old readings. And sometimes it takes a month or two so we can get it in energetically. And so we'll try to get any that come in. And at least within the next, this coming month, the next 4 weeks, if something comes in, terryreading.com. Now, let's go on to our questions for tonight. And we're going to call in the light. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the energy fields of the planets, through Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to, and anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources ready to answer our questions?
Yes. This is Ra On. It is the 25th of January, 2012. And as ever, we are delighted to be with you and offer our assistance. It is a connection that we cherish. Each and every person on the line is connected with, if they wish to be connected with. And it is a free will thing, and we do not violate anyone's free will. Do you
Thank
have
you.
Questions?
We do. We have some questions that are under submission. And The first question is from Chris in Memphis, and I don't know if he's on the line, but I'm sure he'll listen. And he thinks he might be under negative attack. Can I ask why that's so, and what can I do to stop them? And I might add, if someone was doing marijuana, would that encourage or open oneself up further to negative attacks?
Thank you. When one does marijuana or any drug that shifts the consciousness of an individual away from total awareness, they are a target, or may become a target, to be used by other forces. Give us a minute and let us look at the situation. We see that there has been a fear of negative attack, and we see that in your childhood there were, within the area in which you grew up, there were entities that were so to call having fun in that they were tricksters and were trying to play games. This led to an orientation wherein there was a fear of such things as they made the world a little less sensible, as they would come in and do scary forays to make a connection, but they really didn't know how. We see other entities that were able to make inroads based upon these open channels that were developed when you were a child. One of the things that you can do is to close down when you feel an attack, to close down that open channel of yourself in the direction of the attack is coming from, to close down the open door that lets those things in. One of the easiest ways to do this is to change frequency, as there is a frequency of fear, a frequency of being overtaken, frequency of loss of control. And if one can let that go and move into something else, change your focus and move into something that is grounding, that you can move your whole self into, and you can be at a different frequency than the fear. For instance, if you went down to the Penny Arcade and began to play some of the games to take your attention off of it, or to watch something on TV that you found would take your attention and shift it into something meaningful, or to meet with a friend and listen to music. Something to shift your frequency away from that frequency in which the attack is coming and which there is a fear and an open door through the fear to let them come in, slide in on that fear. We send you love light.
Thank you. Next question. If someone has gained the realization of the shift and they want to get their act together quickly because they come to the conclusion that there really might be a graduation, what's their best course of action?
Things within a person's life can keep one's attention on things to do with this realm. We are reminded of an incident where a gentleman, an old gentleman, passed away, and Terry, as a child, had been staying there with these people after school or sometimes late into the evening and sometimes even sleeping there. When the old gentleman passed away, he had things that he wished to wrap up that weren't wrapped up. And he had a greenhouse where he grew orchids behind the house. And Terry went out in one time when she was there after he passed away. She went into the greenhouse and then she came back in the house and she had this obsession with going over to his desk and opening his desk and searching for a paper, a very important paper. But Terry had no idea what it was that she was searching for. And what it was is the gentleman was trying to use Terry to locate a very important paper that he had not dealt with and needed to be dealt with. So one of the things is to wrap up the things that could deter you from moving into a different situation. Many times when people pass over to the other side, if it happens quickly, they do not realize that they have passed over and they consider that they are still alive and they keep trying to do the things that he had done before and to complete things or to still talk to people or not to move on, as they do not realize their circumstance has changed. So one of the things is to listen to some of the calls concerning death and dying and what going to the higher realms and what it is like and on the tunnel of light. And essentially, the preparation is to be able to shift, learn to shift, and learn to shift from one thing to another and take your attention, your full attention with you, and know that this third density realm is lent to people, and that they are not their body, and that they, when they leave, are still alive, and they then can be free to finish, have finished the chapter that they have left, to begin to write a new chapter, rather than to hang on to the old. Hanging on to things is a key. One needs to not only know how to hang on, but to let go when it is the right time to let go, and to carry one's creation with them, rather than to keep being created by the past.
Thank you. Great answer. And I would say, from my own experience, one thing to do is do things that help other people where you get no one knows you're doing it. You know, there's a lot of built-in things in people that do things for approval. They want other people's respect. And so I'm going to church today, and everyone sees them. Do things that are just between you and God, and don't tell anybody you're doing them. Even if it's taking a moment every day or 15 minutes and say, I'm dedicating these 15 minutes for my relationship to Spirit. Or if it's helping someone in need of help in a way where you come through for them and you don't tell anyone you help them, because then it starts to become 3D then, because then it becomes the recognition level in 3D. And do things every week of that kind of caliber where no one knows what you're doing and you make a difference. I tell people, go visit an old age home or go visit a rehabilitation home. Walk around and talk to people. Maybe take a book of jokes or print some jokes from the internet or print some wisdom. And while you're there, read it to them. And you will get gratitude back like you wouldn't believe. And get used to feeling that, because now you're truly being a light worker. You're not doing it for the show and the tell. You're doing it for planetary service. And as you keep doing that and get into the habit of it, it brings something, starts to move inside you. And I think you start to get recognized for that from the higher realms. That's a different recognition than the world. And it's very subtle, but it works. And next question here is from Isis. What has been causing me so much nausea within the last couple of weeks? Is it related to my appendix? If so, is the colon cleanse I'm taking from Dr. Marshall helping?
Thank you. In the area of the intestinal tract, there is much grounding. And as things shift, it can cause nausea, a disorientation, a looking at things from one perspective, when within yourself the connections that you are used to are shifting and you don't feel as grounded. We take a look. We see that you may wish to get an opinion of an expert in the area of the lower intestinal tract and the structure of the body, and to have it checked out to see if they feel it is your appendix. And also, you may, if by finding a good colonic therapist that is also medically savvy and can work gently with the body to give you more information, like perhaps a chiropractor who knows body structure that can check you out and help you with this process. If the nausea continues, in fact, even if it doesn't, you should call Dr. Marshall and report what is happening, as you may need some further support. We see that pressure in the area of the appendix can indeed cause nausea, and we suggest that you get it looked at, and by an expert who is not surgery happy, but works with the natural processes of the body in correction.
Thank you. Next question. Gary Brownlee asked me this question, and I thought I would ask it. He says, what is the order of Melchizedek?
Give us a moment. Thank you for your question. Give us a moment.
It is a word that's appeared many times in history. Probably most recently, what I know of is I believe the Mormons use the Melchizedek priesthood as part of their rituals or vocabulary.
What is the meaning of the word Melchizedek?
Melchizedek? It's some kind of ancient, let me see here. Now reading it from the internet.
What we get is it is a formation geometrically arranged formation that when an individual is in or affected by that formation of energy of geometrical shapes, it enhances their ability to think and to be conscious and to be aware and orient them towards a more spiritual nature, it is a connector, a geometrical connector to higher energies. That is what we get. What does the definition say that you're reading?
Something in the Bible, in the Old Testament. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. Now he was a priest of God Most High. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham and God of Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. And here's another time in the Old Testament. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. Thou art a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. And in the New Testament, the entire seventh chapter of the book of Hebrews is devoted to the priesthood of Yeshua and to the Melchizedek connection. There are some interesting details in Hebrews 7 which clue us into who Melchizedek was. And together with this matrix, if you look at the name Melchizedek, it's translated as King of Righteousness. Who could be King of Righteousness but Yeshua? Melchizedek was the king of Salem, which was the king of peace. Yeshua is known as the prince of peace. Who could be king of peace over Yeshua? Melchizedek has an indestructible life and abides a priest perpetually. No human could fit this bill. And could there be two who abide as priests to God forever? It was also said that Melchizedek was made in the image or likeness of the Son of God. So it sounds like Melchizedek is a frequency that certain people access and hold that space, which is kind of a way of what you just said in a different way.
Yes, it is more than a frequency. It is arrangement, not quite a portal to the higher realms, but it is more of a structured portal that an individual can access, and then it makes the access to the higher realms more structured and flows their energy through the geometric sacred shapes to the higher realms and creates the more or less permanent connection.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Next question here is from Amy in Granada Hills. A-M-E is how she spells her name. I feel like I have a lot of new energy pulsing through my body recently. I feel like it might be healing energy. Is this true? And how do I figure out how to use this energy for good and healing? Thank you.
Thank you for your question. As you sit in the energy that is available to you, there's nothing that you need to do. In fact, it is more to not do. Just let the energy be a sample that you can enjoy and permeate yourself, and then use your own creative drive to use this energy for completing and creating whatever creations you wish, and use it as a drive engine towards creativity and enjoy it.
Thank you. Final question tonight is from Edna. And in her dreams lately, she keeps seeing a group of people, and I believe they are doing some type of energy grid work. I have a feeling that I am part of this group, and we are meeting with some great intent to pull our energies together to heal something big like the planet. Is my interpretation accurate?
Yes. Listen to the part of the reading that we addressed. This, in the reading we did for you last night, it is working with geometric shapes, working with the building blocks of creation to create a pre-manifestation grid work that will strengthen support for people in this realm and in other realms. And you are working with individuals on this project. We also suggest that you, when you listen to the readings from the reading last night, that you take the answer as only the answer to that particular question and not expand it into any hint or suggestion. Do not take it as any hint or suggestion of what we may or may not think you should do. Take each question as it stands as an answer, more or less esoteric, and to listen to the parts where we indicate caution in investigation and discovery and even once or twice or more we say forbearance. We love you and we continue to work with you between calls and readings.
Thank you. And a second part, a second question Edna had is she has this anticipation, an expectation, sad expectation, for something in nature that could happen and it would affect many people and their comfort. I keep preparing myself unconsciously to act and to help when it happens. Am I correct in my assumptions?
We see possible earthquake action, although we do not make a firm prediction as things can change. We see around a ring of fire possible earthquake change. And it is good to be prepared and to use your sense of awareness and intuition. Listen to your intuition and use that for a guide.
Thank you. In what area of the ring of fire might that be located if it should happen?
Off the coast of Japan and off the coast of the U.S., off the coast of Washington, off the coast of Oregon, off the coast of Northern California, San Francisco area, in that area.
It's not locked in stone, and we'll keep putting that in the light on our Sunday grid healing.
That is correct. And we also put it in the light in between.
Thank you. Okay, that will be it for tonight. Thank you for coming. Any final words before we close out?
We sent love to Edna in appreciation for her beingness. We also send love to each and every person on the call and we take a moment as we send love and caring and nurturing as it is so needed in the third density, Adonai.
Thank you very much. And by the way, Edna is the person who's helping coordinate Team Shift. Michael is helping her. And if you're interested, it's a daily meeting. We have little groups meeting on the phone and helping hold the energy and also making friends all over the place. So if anything ever does happen and you need to suddenly move from one place to another, you have friends in different parts of the country. And it's better to create them now than when everyone is clamoring for desperation for something, you know, should happen, like a big earthquake or a tsunami. So please take advantage of that program. It's teamshift.messageaday.net. It's free. Just fill out the little form And the reason it's free is because people are volunteering. So I appreciate these people who are helping to coordinate. Fill out the form, and then we'll get back to you and put you in a group. Basically, it's like a 5 to 10 minute phone call every day. You don't have to be there every day at the same time. And calling in the light and putting your own issues in the light. And it's been really, really working for people in helping them to feel connected with other people of high intent and feeling a little more secure that they have some spiritual friends on this planet. Very important to have spiritual friends right now. Okay, so on that note, thank you, Terry. Thanks to all, everyone who's volunteering. Thank Hives for introducing people. And this Sunday, we're having a grid healing, and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock Pacific, and watch for your email. Usually, I send it probably a half hour before, but same number every Sunday. You can get the numbers and post them at conference.messageaday.net, conference.messageaday.net, and also, there was a notice today, another notice for the State of the Planet message that Daphne did. And that's all. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Wynn. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
All right, we're back live now. This was a recording from January 2012. Thank you all very much for being here tonight while Wynn and Terry are still on their way home. All right, thank you, Joel, for being here. I thank everybody at BBS and here on the conference call. The lines are unmuted.
Thank you, Heis. That was perfect.
All right.
Thanks, Heis. Thanks, Donna.
Good job, Heis.
Yeah.
Good night,
thank you. Anytime.